Hello everyone, welcome back. So today I want to discuss with you a fascinating question that comes up in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. And the question is, are you allowed to have a minyan in your basement? If let's say the living quarters are upstairs and the shul is in the basement, is this permissible? Or is this for some reason a problem in halach? So there's a Mordechai in Maseches Shabbos, Ois Reish Chav Ches. And the Mordechai over there brings down a suffix in the name of his Rebbe, the Maharam Meirutenberg. And it's based on a Gemara Maseches Pesachim. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim, Daf Pei Vav, draws an important distinction between the Kedusha, the sanctity in the Azara, and the sanctity in the Heichal, in the Beis HaMikdash. So you had the inner sanctuary, which had the Menorah, the Mizbeach HaZov, which had the Shulchan, that was in the Heichal, and it had more sanctity than the outer sanctuary, the Azara. And says the Gemara, there was a very important difference. The Heichal not only was sanctified in the actual area of the Heichal itself, but even the Gagan Valius, even the attic, even the rooftop, everything was sanctified when it came to the Heichal. However, when it came to the Azara, only the Azara itself was sanctified. The Gagan Valius lo niskatshu. The rooftop and the attic, the upper floor of the Azara was not niskadish, was not sanctified as the Azara itself. So that's the distinction that we find in Maseches Pesachim, Daf Pei Vav. Says the Mordechai in the name of his Rebbe, we know that a shul is considered in lieu of the Beis HaMikdash. It's like a miniature Beis HaMikdash. But the question is, what part of the Beis HaMikdash is the shul coming to represent? Is it coming to represent the Heichal? Is it in lieu of the Heichal, the inner sanctuary, or is it rather in lieu of the Azara? And the difference would be if the upper floor and the rooftop has Kedusha. Does the rooftop of the shul have Kedusha as the Heichal, or is the shul rather like the Azara, which didn't have that level of Kedusha, and the sanctity didn't stretch and permeate the area of the rooftop and the upper floors? This is the suffix of the Maharam Meirutenberg. Now, says the Maharam, this would translate into a tremendous nafkamina halacha lamaisa. Are you allowed to use the rooftop of a shul, or are you allowed to do tashmishin, to have mundane uses take place above the shul area? This is going to depend on the suffix. Is it like the Heichal, or is it like the Azara? We know that we do the Avoida in the shul, we daven, which is in lieu of the Avoida, but what type of Avoida is it in lieu of? In lieu of the Avoida that took place in the Heichal, or the Avoida that took place in the Azara? This is the suffix. And the nafkamina is going to be, perhaps, are you allowed to do things above the shul? However, says the Maharam Meirutenberg, even if we assume like the lenient tzad, even if we assume that the shul is like the Azara, and the rooftop and the upper floor was not niskadish, doesn't have the sanctity. However, to do a tashmish kavua shel gnai, if you have a permanent tashmish of gnai, a mundane and disrespectful type of use, then it's going to be forbidden even if the shul is like the Azara. Because even on top of the Azara, you're not allowed to do a tashmish kavua, a permanent type of use that's disrespectful, that's of a gnai. And therefore, says the Maharam, you wouldn't be allowed to sleep above the shul. Because sleeping is a tashmish of gnai. It's disrespectful. And therefore, it would be forbidden to have sleeping quarters in a permanent fashion take place above the area of a shul. And what's his raya? His raya is from the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara over there, in Maseches Shabbos Yud Aleph, tells us that you're not allowed to build your house higher than the height of the shul. In other words, it's not respectful to the shul if you have the personal homes of the people in the community go higher than the height of the shul. It seems disrespectful. It seems like you're not giving enough significance to the shul. And says the Gemara, therefore, you have to make sure that your home is on a lower level than the shul. However, says the Gemara, if you are building a tower and you're not going to live there, You're just going to use that tower for aesthetic purposes. It's for its appearance. It's not to live there. Then it's permissible even to make it higher than the shul, because the point of this prohibition is that it's disrespectful to use the area above the shul, such as by sleeping there. And when you sleep there, it's disrespectful. And therefore, if it's a tower and you're not going to live there, it's not going to be forbidden. And therefore, says the Maharam, you see, that even if we assume that the shul is representing the kedusha of the Azara and not the Heichal, and therefore, the kedusha did not extend to the Gag and Valiyas, to the rooftop and to the attics. Nevertheless, you still can't have a tashmish kavua of gnai. You can't have a permanent use that takes place above the shul area if it's disrespectful, kegoin lishkav sham, such as the use of sleeping there. That's not respectful if that takes place on a permanent basis above the shul area. Therefore, says the Maharam, you're not allowed to live above the shul. This Maharam is gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim Simin Kuf Nun Aleph Si'if Yud Beis, where the Shulchan Aruch brings down this suffix of the Maharam. Says the Shulchan Aruch, perhaps a shul is in lieu of the Heichel of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the Gag and Valiyas were Neskadish, the sanctity of the Heichel extended in its fullest sense, not just to the actual area of the Heichel, but even to the Gag and Valiyas, even to the attic and to the upper floors, even to that which is above it. And says the Shulchan Aruch, perhaps though, the Kedusha of the Shul is like the Azara, and it doesn't extend to the Gag and Valiyas, to the upper floor or to the attic. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, even if we assume that it's like the Azara, and therefore Gag and Valiyas loy niskadshu, nevertheless, you're not allowed to have a tashmish kavua of bizayon take place above the Shul. You're not allowed to have a disrespectful use take place on a permanent basis above the Shul area, and says the Shulchan Aruch, for example, to sleep there. Now, according to this psak of the Shulchan Aruch, it should be clear that you wouldn't be able to have a minyan take place or a shul take place in your basement, because you're going to be living above the shul, you're going to be sleeping there, you're going to have all of your personal uses and all of your tashmish shel gnai take place above the shul area. It therefore should be l'chayra aser because of this halach. So what, in fact, is the justification of many to, in fact, have a minyan in the basement of their home? So the first thing we should point out is that the Divrei Chaim, in his tshuvas, and his tshuva is in Beis, Lamed Beis, Mechashim Mishpat, the Divrei Chaim says that that is perhaps why the Hasidim don't install in their shuls Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, because they want to avoid Isurim that connect to the din kedushas beis hakneses that a regular shul has, and therefore they didn't call their shtiblach shuls. They called it a beis vad lechachamim. It's just a gathering area for chachamim. It's a place where we gather to daven and to learn. It doesn't have the bona fide status of a shul, and they therefore avoid this prohibition, because you're only not allowed to use the shul for mundane purposes or for disrespectful purposes. But if it's not considered a bona fide shul, it's rather considered a beis vad lechachamim, just a gathering area for people to learn and to daven and to do mitzvahs, it won't attain the sanctity of a shul, and it therefore will be permitted. So that's one etza, that if you don't make it into a shul, you just make it into a shtibel, then you avoid this issue. What if you actually do infuse the area with kedushas beis hakneses? What then is your etza? What then could be your justification? So we should first point out a Ramah. The Ramah over there in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph, or Chaim Seif Yud Beis, points out that there's a very important dispensation that is brought down in the name of the Maharif. Says the Ramah, if you built a particular area initially for residential purposes, you didn't build it to make a shul in the area, rather you built it for personal use, and you subsequently converted this area into a shul, but it wasn't initially made for the purpose of being a shul, then it's going to be permitted. So that's an important exception to the rule. Says the Ramah, if it's initially built to be used for personal use, and only subsequently you turn it into a shul, then it's permitted. However, on this Ramah, where we find this dispensation, the Magen Avraham brings down in the name of the Knesset HaGedolah, that even if you technically have a heter, if it was initially built for personal use and not for a shul, nevertheless, it's a sakana if you go ahead and you use it as a shul nonetheless. In other words, even if you technically have a heter, it's a dangerous thing. It's a sakana. And not only that, the Taz writes that he lost his own children. The children of the Taz died. And says the Taz, Talisi b'avoin zeh. I assumed, says the Taz, that the reason my children suffered this fate was because I violated this halacha. I made a shul in my basement. I built a shul in my basement, says the Taz. I suffered gravely from this sin. And therefore, say the Paiskim, even if you find a dispensation, you find some heter, like the heter of the Rama, that it was initially built for the purpose of being used for your personal use, and then you subsequently turn it into a shul, nevertheless, it's still something to stay away from. So, the question is, what in fact are people Samech on? So, I used to learn when I lived in Eretz Yisrael in the Kollel of Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, and I once spoke to him about his Kollel, which is in fact in a basement, and there is a home or two above it. And the question is, what is the justification? So he said that his heter, which he said he got from various gedolim, was based on a tshuvas harambam that is found in the Pe'er Hador. The Rambam has a very important dispensation for this halacha in the Pe'er Hador, and says the Rambam, if you make sure that the shul is not taking place above or beneath the personal area and the personal home of the person in a way where the Aron HaKodesh is underneath Tashmish B'Zayin, then you don't have anything to worry about. In other words, according to the Rambam, the entire Isser only is in effect if the Aron HaKodesh itself is underneath an area that is being used for a tashmish gnai, for a disrespectful use, and it's disrespectful because it's above the area of the Aron HaKodesh. But if you make sure that the Aron HaKodesh is not beneath the homes that are above it, then you avoid this prohibition entirely. And Rav Adya Yosef brings down in his tshuva that had the other paiskim seen this Rambam in Pe'er Hador, they wouldn't have been machmer about this prohibition. They would have conceded to the leniency of the Rambam that the entire issue only pertains to a case where the Aron HaKodesh itself is beneath the personal home of the person. However, if the Aron HaKodesh makes sure to be separate and it's not beneath the personal home of the individual upstairs, then you don't have anything to worry about. So this is perhaps what people are samech on, and you should have a wonderful day. And good vacht.